The bald eagle is America's symbol, a mighty, majestic bird that was nevertheless hunted and reviled by farmers who blamed it for killing livestock. Hunters, along with the pesticide DDT, proved all too successful, reducing the population in the lower 48 states to barely 400 pairs by the 1950s. Their numbers have recovered since, though, and now eagles can often be seen in comparatively suburban settings. But as Living on Earth's explorer-in-residence Mark Seth Lender observed, wherever you see them, they're compelling.
Under clouds like a lead yoke, sun rises over sea smoke, painting color on the sky. Up the river over ice flows, at the bloom of the dawn rose, bald eagles rub their eyes. In their cold perches on dead branches of the riverside hemlocks, in the red raw hour, as day flowers, they are hardly alive. Not a clawed foot reaches, not a wing stretches, not a sparrow flies. This was a rich place once. Salmon and shad and menhaden traveling that fateful underwater road, built on the ebb and flow of the tide. Up where the coves creep down and the river narrows, from salt to sweet over falls and shallows, mortal fishes spawned and died. While the Atlantic sturgeon sowed his seed and watched the centuries unwind. Giant oak and tall pine lined the galleries and held the banks. We felled them for our tall ships. We carved the islands like carcasses to ballast those ships in gray granite blocks like tombstones. We reaped the fish with mile-wide nets, billowing shadows of the shadow of death. And when there was almost nothing left, the last of the scales and gills and bones, we ground to dust to feed our cornrows planted in unfertile ground. But the young eagles know none of this, care for none of this. 2 fathom wide of wings spread between them, young princes of status and of privilege, they prance upon the sands of 8 Mile Bar. The mates that they will find await them, the nests they will build in the trees that remain will caress the eggs they will guard. The young they themselves will feed on the fish such as they can find. Determined and speeding, against all odds and dangers, they will lock talons and rise again, gleaming, kings of the air, and have a future such as we might leave them to live upon the gleanings.
Mark Seth Lender is Living on Earth's Explorer in Residence.